This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced financial assistance of 1,200 crore rupees for Uttarakhand. Chairing a high-level meeting in Dehradun, Mr. Modi reviewed the relief and rehabilitation efforts in the disaster-affected areas of the state. He also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those seriously injured. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multidimensional approach to help the affected regions and their people. This will include reconstruction of houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, restoration of national highways, rebuilding of schools, providing relief through the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, and distribution of mini kits for livestock. The Prime Minister was scheduled to conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of the state, but the visit was cancelled due to bad weather. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a special economic package for Mauritius designed to strengthen infrastructure, create employment opportunities, and enhance healthcare facilities in the island nation. Mr. Modi stated this during a joint press briefing after holding wide-ranging bilateral talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi emphasized that these initiatives are not assistance but an investment in their shared future. Mr. Modi said India and Mauritius are two nations but their dreams and destiny are one.
Free, open, secure, sthir aur samruddh Hind Mahasagar हमारी साझा प्राथमिकता है इस संदर्भ में मॉरिशस के एक्सक्लूसिव इकोनॉमिक जोन की सुरक्षा और मैरिटाइम कैपेसिटी को मजबूत करने के लिए भारत पूरी तरह प्रतिबद्ध है इंडिया एंड मॉरिशस आर टू नेशंस बट अवर ड्रीम्स आर एंड डेस्टिनी आर वन
फॉलोइंग द टॉक्स बिटवीन द टू लीडर्स इंडिया एंड मॉरिशस साइंड फोर अग्रीमेंट्स इन द फील्ड्स ऑफ साइंस एंड टेक्नोलॉजी ओशियनोग्राफी एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव ट्रेनिंग एंड टेलीमेट्री Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his Mauritius counterpart Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam's visit to Kashi in Uttar Pradesh has become even more special considering the cultural significance of this city and the strong cultural linkages between India and Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they reviewed all aspects of bilateral cooperation and discussed regional as well as global issues. Prime Minister said that they also agreed to deepen cooperation in infrastructure, healthcare, digital technology, energy, maritime security, and more. In a significant step to enhance India's maritime security, the Indian Navy will commission INS Aravali at Gurugram today. Defence Ministry, in a statement, said that INS Aravali, named after the Aravali mountain range, is designed to strengthen the Navy's information and communication infrastructure. The base will support multiple information and communication centers crucial to India's command, control and maritime domain awareness, that is MDA framework, a key aspect of safeguarding national maritime interests. The ceremony will be presided over by Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, inaugurated the first annual Green Hydrogen Research and Development Conference organized by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Joshi launched a new 100 crore rupees call for proposals to support startups in hydrogen innovation. The scheme will provide up to 5 crore rupees per project for pilot projects in innovative hydrogen production, storage, transport and utilization technologies. At the conference, 25 startups are showcasing their innovations, ranging from electrolyzer manufacturing to AI-driven optimization and biological hydrogen solutions. Addressing the conference, Mr. Joshi underscored the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who launched the National Green Hydrogen Mission, that is NGHM, in 2023 to transform India's energy landscape and make the country a global hub for green hydrogen. Indian shuttler Ayush Shetty caused a major upset at the Hong Kong Open Super 500 badminton tournament, ousting 2023 World Championship silver medalist Kodai Narakuaka of Japan in a hard-fought three-game contest to storm into the men's singles quarterfinals. Ayush defeated the former world number 2 Japanese shuttler 21-19, 12-21, 21-14. And that is the end of this news bulletin.